To understand the synthesis of yoga and the life divine, not life divine, the life divine. The life divine is different for every one individual. You have the life divine, you have the life divine, you have the life divine. The time has now come where the Sri Aurobindo's revolutionary aspect must be now taken into our hands, because that is our surrender to him. You remember, for Britishers, before freedom, there was only one dangerous man in India. You know who he is? Sri Aurobindo, the most dangerous man. You can understand the force of thought even before he went to his yogic practices. It could shake a group of people who were supposed to be what in Telugu we say, Suryud Astaminchane Rajyamu. They were spread throughout the world in such a way that at one place or other the Britishers were having the sun on them. Got the point? Even they feared Sri Aurobindo. I am not talking about the fear aspect. I am talking about the role aspect of Sri Aurobindo. And he was very much determined for the independence of India. In Alipur Jail, he had his second experience of spiritualism. The first was the passive Brahmin, where the mind is not working. That was the pranayama. The second was Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. In the Alipur Jail, he experienced that everyone is God. Everyone is the product of, the outcome of, the Vasudeva. Even the rods of the jail, he could see Vasudeva. On the pavement, he saw the Vasudeva. In the trees of the jail, he saw Vasudeva. In the wardens, in the jailers, he could see Vasudeva. And also in the culprits who were with him, not only people like Sri Aurobindo was there, they were all culprits, they were real culprits. And even in them he could see the Vasudeva. In the judge, he could see the Vasudeva. In the spectators, he could see the Vasudeva. And of course in himself he saw the Vasudeva. In his advocate he saw the Vasudeva. This concept, when he saw, he had a direct confirmation right from Sri Krishna. He said, I have given freedom to India. Why do you want to worry about it? You understand these wordings because when you read the synthesis of yoga and the life divine, you have to take it like this. Sri Krishna said, I have given independence. Then why do you want a revolution? Are you understanding? He got it. But this he heard in 1910. And when was the independence came? 1947. The five dreams. Because the independence, the unity that Sri Krishna gave, we didn't accept. You remember this because these 3 years we are having to face many asuras. Many asuras. In different ways. In different approaches to us. And asuras or they are more intelligent than us. They know where the weak point is. Where is the weak point? Our faith. It is so easily disturbed. So easily disturbed. Some X says something, we get disturbed. Some Y says something, you get disturbed. Be very careful about this aspect. That is what yesterday also we were reading. The faith is important. The faith is important. That is what Mother was telling. And Sri Krishna told in Gita also, Yoya Shraddha Sayeva Saha. It is your faith in reality who you are, not what you say about what you believe, what you accept. Take all these words very seriously, because together we have to work within these 3 years so that the real united India, and you remember, a united India is not a part of this country, what we call India. We are talking about the earth itself as the Mahabharata, which is the laboratory for the universe, where everything that happens in planet Earth, right from the inconscient being to the supramental level, everything which happens has its vibrations throughout the universe. Don't think that what you are doing is going to affect your country or you are a part of the state or something. This is the faith Sri Aurobindo wanted us to have. Am I clear in conveying? This faith we have, a small instant something happens and you say, how can I believe? Anything in daily life, so many times a newspaper report changes the view of the people, and you know the newspapers are not at all interested in any change in the human, they just give a report. So this we have to not only nurture in us, we see that it is nurtured in those who are called. You remember that. And you are not to decide who are called. We don't decide who are called. We just go on telling. But in the process of telling, if you change, my Guruji used to tell a wonderful story in a village that happened. In a village, there was an atheist, a non-believer in God and a believer in God, atheist and atheist. So once the atheist gives lectures, the villagers hear and say, oh, he is telling it correct. And when the atheist, those who believe in God, gives the lectures, they say yes. And now one fine morning they decided that we are not able to hear your lectures and understand, better you both discuss. And then whoever wins, we will follow him. Do you know what happened? After the discussion, the atheist became the theist, and the theist became the atheist, and the problem remains as such. That is exactly what is happening to us. That is why Mother says, no logic, the rational mind. Now today I will come to the point where the levels of mind, in this book, 24th November 1926, Descent of Overmental Consciousness, all of you do have this, and what I am telling in these classes, I want it to be seriously followed. Just don't hear and go away, because somebody else will say, and you also hear, and the problem comes. Who am I to follow? The gradations of mind. This is page number. Anyway, you are able to see this page? There, the inconscient, obscure physical, obscure vital, obscure mind, physical mind, vital mind, dynamic mind, externalizing mind, thinking mind. These are the problems. We are now in the thinking mind. When you think in one aspect, if it thinks in another aspect, we don't want it. You jump into the higher mind, illumined mind, intuitive mind, and then we will go to the over mind, where the gods reside. And then you have the supermind, and beyond the supermind is the triune, what we call the first chitanand, even though there are three different levels. The supermind, the ananda, the chitta and the sat. But we take the three as one, satchitananda. So of this be very clear, whenever in your daily life, we have to react according to the situation. There you are not to be a yogi. You have to be as you have to do the work. But you know which mind is working. That is where mother was very clear that everything must be concrete. Concrete means its effect must be seen immediately in the physical. I have repeatedly told you about the mind light. The 5th December 1950 was the transference of this mind light. And how did mother feel? She felt physically. You read those things. Your thoughts must also be so concrete. You should learn to become, to have a concrete mind. What does it mean? Whatever you think, it happens. That is concrete mind. And we know many of our thoughts are not even thoughts. Just a flashing, flickering vibration which you think it is a thought. The moment you surrender in integral yoga, everything becomes concrete. That is the test you remember. Don't say I am surrendering. And when I say it happens automatically and naturally, you remember, you join in an engineering college to think concretely like an engineer. Is it not? But it takes time. It takes about 5 years. But before that, preparation, the MCAT exam. Is it not? So every day you reach towards the concretization of your mind. Every day, every minute, that is what is the real surrender. You should be aware of how your mind is becoming concrete. Very clear. And this concretization is the purpose of life divine since the beginning, even when there was no human being. This human being is a transient form. It will not exist. Animal, then the divine. That is why in the overmind level of the divinity, we always have an animal with the divine person. Is it not? Vishnu, you have Garuda. Durga, you have a lion. Shiva, you have the serpents and the bull. Kartikeya, you have the peacock. You are the gem in reality as the purpose of life, divine, is to jump from animal to divine. But jantunam narajanma durlabham. Human body is an animal body. But a animal body which has a mind where you can have the grace of this jump from animal level to divine level. That is the purpose of this. And you always remember in evolution, the connecting grades are always missing. Always missing. For example, the mineral kingdom jumps into planetary kingdom. Plant kingdom. Now maybe planetary kingdom is the mineral kingdom also. But I am talking about the jump. We are missing the link how the graded development of a mineral is converted into a plant. It is missing because it is not required. The evolution is over. And once the evolution is over, when you build a house, you know what are that bamboos are?
Scaffolds.
They are essential. But even after the house is built, it insists that the scaffold must be there. It will hold you back in entering into the house. Is it not? So from mineral kingdom, the leap into the plant kingdom. But at that time in the process of evolution, it was not a leap, it was a graded level, but it misses. Then from plant kingdom, you jump into the animal kingdom. The connecting is missing. Even though some scientists nowadays are able to locate in the fossils and etc., that there is a very clear-cut possibility of this is the process of how a plant has gone into an animal. And now the animal has to jump into the divine. So the animal, to take the jump into the divine, because that animal consciousness cannot jump, therefore a ladder is formed as the body of the human being, our body, the man. So the man is just a very, very, very transitory species which will not exist. And the time has come for him to leave, because his work is over. The grades have been formed. Once the topmost floor is formed and only the flooring is to be done, the scaffoldings will be removed. For flooring you don't need a scaffolding. You remember, the call from the Sri Aurobindo and Mother is, you have to teach people these grades of consciousness. You tell them you are here and you can take the jump immediately. How is it possible? By lift. If you have about more than 100 floors, and if you want to a particular floor, the only thing is you have to surrender to the lift. It lifts you by itself. Is it not? So that is what we have to convey to the man, that you are a transitory being. If you want to continue those levels, okay, it's up to you. But if you really want the purpose of human life, it's over. The levels of the mind have been known. The mind is not necessary. And you remember, all these divisions we are having is because of mind. And that is why the first successful step in Sri Aurobindo's evolutionary life is lele. And in Hindi it means lele, lelo, lelo. So Sri Aurobindo lelo, lelia. What did he get? He knew that all thoughts are just a passing ocean of vibrations, which you think that these thoughts are mine and these thoughts are others, because you are trained like that. When you are reading engineering, you are trained to capture only those thoughts which are linked to that way of thinking. So you think that you are thinking like an engineer. If you are a doctor, you think that you are thinking like a doctor. No, you are not thinking like a doctor. Your mind is so tuned that it captures only those vibrations. But they all come from outside. The moment you know that the thoughts are coming from outside, and if you know the concrete mind attitude and using our mind, then what can you do? You can allow what you want to come and you can stop what you don't want to come. This is what we have to practice in the meditation. The pranayama doesn't mean breathing. Prana has nothing to do with breathing. A very simple logical proof you can have, even though I say logic is wrong. Why? We are all alive because we are breathing. We have started our life with breath. The end, then the breathing stops. So you are because you are breathing. If it is the air which we are breathing gives life, if you pump air into a dead man, what should happen? He should have. It is not happening. So something else is happening in you which this breathing helps. Just as one Guruji says that the breath is like a capsule. The reality is the prana which goes into the through the capsule, you are able to take it. Today we will come to that point. But why I am telling all these things is, Remember always that a thought which disturbs your determination to surrender to Sri Aurobindo and Mother, remember, I am specifically talking it, Whenever an avatar comes, many divine personalities come. Whenever an avatar comes, many divine personalities come to help you. And many times, those who help the avatar, you may get a better temple than the avatar himself. Like the Hanuman in Sri Ram. Even though the Hanuman says, I am working Ramakarya, and I find his temples are more than the avatar's temple. Even though the temples of the avatar Sri Ram are there, nobody knows its actual meaning. Because the real life divine in synthesis of yoga, the earth consciousness and the sun truth consciousness, has really started with Sri Ram. Mother Sita is earth consciousness. She went into the earth. And who is Sri Ram? Sun. And you always know that Sri Aurobindo always says that sun is the truth consciousness. So actually, the various steps of Sri Aurobindo's final avatarhood started from Sri Rama. There where we call it Maryada Purushottam. Then we come to Sri Krishna, the Leela Purushottam. And then we come to Sri Aurobindo, the Yoga Purushottam. That is exactly the word he gives for supramental yoga. Purushottam yoga. He gives it in his life. Why I am telling it? Even now there are people who talk about Rama's life and say he has left his wife. And when the wife was pregnant, he has to get out. And we read it. And do you know, whether you accept it or not, it has its influence on you. Because we have not yet completely surrendered. And about Leela Krishna, you don't need not have to worry. You have a lot of complaints and this and that about Sri Krishna. And then what will happen to Sri Aurobindo? The same thing will happen. Then what are we to do? We have to understand clearly that the real Kalki avatar for whom you are waiting for has come and gone, having done his work. And you are not recognizing him. And you have to recognize, I am not giving a name, but you must have already understood what I am trying to tell. Even though the problem with Kalki avatar is much greater than other avatars. Because other avatars can be easily recognized. Even though we don't have a real, how they looked at that time. In a photograph, if you see the Dhanush, he's Rama. If you see a chakra or murali or what is that, a peacock feather, he is Krishna. But what are the instruments that the Kalki avatar is going to use? First of all, you remember that we always depict Kalki avatar in sky on a horse. It may be some winged horse, or some people don't do it, but it will be a horse. And after that, what do you find in it? A soul. Now you have to find out an avatar who mounts a horse and has a soul. Now you have to know that horse is an instrument for him, just as the bow is an instrument. The murali is an instrument, the chakra is an instrument, and of course, I don't say it is an instrument, peacock feather, but it is an instrument if you know. Before supramental descent, all those colors are very important, the peacock colors. And you always see that in the peacock color, whatever may be the color, the golden hue is always important. Have you observed it? Seen that way. They are all colors, especially you see a lot of dark bluish and light blue color. You know light blue color is Sri Aurobindo's color. But whatever may be the colors are, when you see the peacock, there will be a golden effulgence. That is the supramind descent into the overmind. That is not supramind. It is the descent. That is the golden lid which we were talking about yesterday. And I want you, all of you, to keep that photograph at your bedside. And every day morning you hit it, as mother hit it. The mother has done it for the entire planet Earth. We will do it for ourselves. Remember it. Practice it regularly. Why I am telling it? The heart of the Kalki avatar is riding on the mind, the power, because heart's power. Wherever a horse is depicted, even the scientists nowadays, they talk about the cars in this and that, but earth was in horse power. So, a Kalki avatar's instrument is our mind. He writes on our mind. That is the surrender. I am not thinking. I am not planning anything. You write. But he needs an instrument of knowledge which you have in your mind. Sword is the Jnana Khadga. Now you got the point. How to recognize the Kalki avatar? Wherever the mind power is controlled by discrimination intelligence, where this combination is there the Kalki avatar is there. And it will be inside you because this avatar is shown in the sky. All other avatars are shown in the earth, are shown on the planet Earth. They walk on Earth, but this avatar will not walk on Earth, he will be in the sky. And what is sky? Worlds. You understand the link between sky and the world? Akasha tattva, shabda. Vayu tattva, sparsha. Agni tattva, rupa. Are you following what I am telling about? There are five tattvas which control this particular understanding of the universe with our mind. The universe, if our mind changes, it looks differently. You always remember, prapancha. This universe, what we call as prapancha, is prapancha because the five we have in us. We have the Akasha Tattva, we have the Vayu Tattva, we have the Agni Tattva, we have the Jala Tattva, and we have the Prithvi Tattva. These five only. Whatever you want to do, you have to do only in or with these five principles. But all these five principles are controlled by Akasha. By Shabda. That is why even in Bible also, yesterday someone was telling me, he uttered the word, let there be light, and the light came. So if you want to get light, you have to say light, L-I-G-H-T, light. And it becomes concretized. So all this prapancha is nothing but concretized words. And if you know how to use those words as if you are handling a sword, the Jnana Khadga, there the Kalki avatara's presence will be there. Your mind knows how to utilize the words, concretize the words. So whatever you utter, it happens. And yesterday I was telling you how Sri Aurobindo corrected mother on the Siddhi day. In 1926, on the Siddhi day, when the overmental descent came, when the gods came, you know, for 1 year mother worked, and he made sure that every devata comes down. Many miracles happened in Sri Ashram, Sri Aurobindo Ashram also, and in the world also. Very few people realize it, of course. The mother's work. But when she was talking about something about this happening, she said, it is a very great work. And certainly you will become very famous. But what we will do is, we will create another religion. And we want to, no, we don't want to do it. We don't want a religion because it's all religions, all creeds, all castes belong to the over mind. And you have to jump over it. So he asked her to remove that. Do you know what she did? In 1 hour, she removed all her constructions in the over mind, completely demolished. You read the para again, I have shown it. Do you understand what does it mean, her ability of mother? She can create the existence of a devata in a physical form And all devatas, except one devata, has refused to come because he said that my work is not now. I will join your work. I know you are. Then this refusal again, you remember, you don't put your logical mind and say that Shiva has refused. So he didn't refuse. He said, your work you are doing is okay. But my work is, what is Shiva's work? Laya. What can I do, Laya, now? You create your supramental consciousness. When you have finished your work, there is a lot of things to be removed from the planet Earth. That work I will do. That is his work. Got the importance, why he didn't come there. When the construction of being done, if you bring a crane and say clean it, he will remove our constructions also. But when the construction is completely over and you call it, he knows what to remove and what not to remove. And if you are interested in the exact date of the Lord Shiva's appearance as a removal, so that the divine existence and the transition state of the man to be removed, the man has to dissolve. You have to become divine. And if you don't become divine, 5,000 years back, Arjuna warned, Kshipam, Majastram, Machubham, Asuri, Svevayo, Vishu. If you don't grow, you will be removed from the planet Earth. You know how helpless we are. Even though you may be thinking that you are controlling the planet Earth and this and that, one cyclone comes, finished, everything is gone. You need not have Lord Shiva to come. Now, the exact date is the moment when she banged the doors open, 29th February 1956. He's still active. But just as I have told you, you have to understand the Kalki Avatara and his instruments. Similarly, you have to recognize how that Shiva Avatara is removing all this debris, all this nonsense. And especially the world nonsense, the books. That is the main problem. You know, the entire revolution of Sri Aurobindo before independence, before his coming into Pondicherry, was based on a novel. Do you know this? Anandamath, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, Vande Mataram. And that slogan was taken up by all our independent workers. Independence workers, not independent. They are not independent. Vande Mataram, that sound. And it was a novel. It is not what happened really. And this Vande Mataram song, what is that? Satya Shyamalam Sujalam Sufalam. Is in that novel. And sometimes a novel may disturb your consciousness also. But your heart and your discriminating sword, if you use it, no word can disturb you. So with this background, you always remember these five dreams are the prapancha of the future universe. We have a prapancha now. We have our own aspects of utilizing the five tattvas, prithvi, vayu, agni, jala, prithvi. We just change these vibrations, the divine vibration starts. So these five, you don't think that Sri Aurobindo meant on 1947 August 14th message, radio broadcast, it is meant for the whole universe. Whatever you do, if it is oriented towards this dream, you are working for the divine avatar. That's why you have always to keep it. It is better if you can make it a small card and put it in your pocket. And the more beautiful the card is, well, it will be. I am giving you a lot of work, huh? But you have to do it. Someone has to bell the cat. In any way it is going to happen. It is guaranteed. The only thing is, are we a part of it? That is the only question. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sakini. That is what Krishna said. So with these five dreams, we now go into our continuation of yesterday. We were in the 8th chapter. Lightly, right? The arrow is there. The methods of Vedantic knowledge. Now, when we are talking about the life divine, you always remember he is addressing your individual life divine. Always remember it. It is not this book that what Sri Aurobindo wants to touch. One of my teachers used to tell, I have in my bookshelf a number of books on light, because he is a physics lecturer. A number of books on light. How light and what the theories, formulas, etc. And he says, unfortunately, the light gone and this light doesn't work. The books will not help. Got the point? So this book is not important. You should remember, all life is yoga. He is talking about your life. It is the life about which he is talking about. Previously we read the possibilities of obstructions, the denial, the ascetic refusal, the materialistic refusal, and we have read. And now we have come to the real source of power, the methods of Vedantic knowledge. The secret self in all beings is not apparent. We ourselves don't know our secret self. But it is seen by means of the supreme reason, the subtle, by those who have the subtle vision. And how to get the subtle vision? The methods of Vedantic knowledge. Sri Aurobindo, whenever you read an article or a chapter, you always remember the line he gives is the method of application of that particular topic. There he gives you the clue of how to use the methods of the Vedantic knowledge. And again, very clearly he is saying, the secret self in all beings, not only you, in plants, there, all the secret self, even though it is not apparent, the life is not apparent, even though its influence is very apparent, but it is seen by means of the supreme reason, the subtle, by those who have the subtle vision. But our nature sees things through two eyes always, for it views them doubly as idea and as a fact. That is what we now call it as ideograph. The idea comes down onto the planet Earth. Therefore, every concept is incomplete for us and to a part of our nature almost unreal until it becomes an experience. Now, a very, very useful and which we know how to use. These two, the left eye and the right eye, you have to use. But at the top, he has told about the subtle vision. The subtle vision is the third eye, Agni. And now, you have to think, sometime, all of you, if you are interested and you grow into it, will really have to take practical classes, not just lecturing. But that, I want you to drag me into your group for these practical classes, because it is required. If not, theory, prattling, parrot. You go on repeating. Surya, right eye. Chandra, left eye. Agni, the third eye, the subtle vision. And you remember, the Agni Tattva, you always remember this, what now I am telling is a practical understanding of the Tattvas. Actually, Agni Tattva is the controller of the other four Tattvas. He is the controller. That is why all the Vedas, the Rig Veda especially, starts with Agni, Agni Sutta. Why? The solid, Prithvi principled eyes. Prithvi principle, solid. You give it heat, Agni. What happens? It becomes Jal Tattva. You heat it more, it becomes Vayu Tattva. And now you have to understand the real meaning of tapas, what Sri Aurobindo performed and what we are supposed to do. If you heat it, vayu, what should it become? The world, the space, the ether. And all these four is controlled by Agni. So literally, even though you say it is the Panchatattva, the Purushardhas are only four. Purushardhas mean the effort. Purushardha means the effort. The Agni, if it increases, you get Akasha Tattva and Vayu Tattva. And if you still decrease it, it becomes Jal Tattva and it becomes the Prithvi Tattva. Now you understand the concretizing process? You have to think, you remember, and I always people now that we are together for a real revolution in the world. To spread this knowledge, you have to read and practice. There is no other way. And remember what Sri Aurobindo has assured us, whatever may be your age, whatever may be your health condition, this life is enough. This human body is enough. You can jam it into the divine being. So don't worry about your health or your age or your abilities. Because even in death, Sri Aurobindo proved that supramental descent is possible. So don't worry about your health and your other conditions, but use your common sense, your day-to-day routine life you have to continue. You just can't renounce anything. Because Sri Aurobindo's yoga has nothing to do with renunciation. It is only to get a yourself. We want all life we want. Why I am telling it? The Vedantic secret lies here. I am finishing this chapter and I will jump into the next chapter. But the clue is this, you have three eyes. And what do the three eyes do? The Shiva principle. Shiva has three eyes. And what does the Shiva do? Removes unwanted things. Layakarika. He doesn't destroy, you remember that. He doesn't destroy anything. He puts it into the laya, the sleep state, the samadhi state. And from there, these same are converted into a better one. The three eyes. And then the Vishnu has four heads. Brahma, four faces. So creation is based on words, four faces. Controlling the world, paripalana, you do with your hands. Four hands. But you want to remove what is not required and you want to construct something, the Agni is required. That is the Agni in Lord Shiva's face. That is why I want you to understand what the traveler in the world, Sri Aurobindo, has done. Yesterday I showed you the head. You read it. And read Shiva Tandava Stotra, you know the correlation. And always you remember, the Ramayana is nothing but the starting point of Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Sita is Earth principle, Sri Aurobindo the Sun principle. Rama is the Sun principle, Sita is the Earth principle. Because for us it is a number of millions of years, but in eternity, in the truth consciousness, they are together. You always remember that. The sovereign action of the sense mind can be employed to develop other senses besides the five which we already use. All these are our practical guiding experiments which Sri Aurobindo wants us to perform. He has written it. The sovereign action, do you mean sovereign? You called it as Raja. Ja means born, Ra means fire. Ra, word, in Sanskrit, it is symbolism of fire. So the sovereign sense mind can be employed to develop other senses besides the five, what we have already had. And when you get those five senses, we become divine. More than five senses. And we already have two physical senses already, which is much better than our previous human beings. We have Divya Drishti, the TV. Even though you are misusing it, but don't you think and that the Bombay terrorism attack. I was just wondering, I know more than the man who was commanding the National Security Guard, Datta. I don't know why that name Datta is also included, Datta, the Director General, Deputy Director General of the National Security Forces, Guard. I am sitting here in my house and I know more than what he knows at that particular moment, because I know all these things. That is Divya Drishti. And it has already come to the physical aspect, that is what the mental level, Sri Aurobindo says, as the physical mind, in the levels of consciousness. And we have the Divya Shravana also, the mobile. You can hear whatever you want to hear, you can convey whatever you want to convey, but we are not using them. But the divinity, because Mother and Sri Aurobindo have specifically done it and sent into the inconscient, all these scientific discoveries are happening, which we are not able to understand and think, what a miracle. And do you remember, all these developments in science have started after Sri Aurobindo entered his Pondicherry laboratory. Is it not? So much of, I'm using much because if somebody wants to question me, I have no answer, but actually what I know is every scientific discovery, every revolution, every change in politics or business or in science or in action or in teaching is controlled and developed and completely given a clear picture by Sri Aurobindo already. We have to follow it. That's what it is. The sovereign action of the sense mind, the sovereign action of the sense mind can be employed to develop other senses behind the five. Already two senses are externalized, expanded, the audio and the video. The pure existent, ninth chapter, one indivisible, that is pure existence. That is the real goal of Sri Aurobindo. The supramental descent will give you the power to understand that however much you may divide, you know that is indivisible. I don't know if I could carry my meaning. However much you divide physically, you are saying it is gone there, it is gone there, and it has been divided into so many parts. But you know, it is indivisible. You think you have divided it. So whatever you are saying is an illusion. This illusion, our Vedantic Shastra says, is Maya. Sarparajju Bhranti, and we have a number of examples. But the real example is, you divide yourself from others. I am a different man, he is a different man, this country is mine, that country is mine, this nation is mine, that nation is mine, this state is mine, that state is others. And again you fight for this state and a portion of that state and that, you fight over the waters. I am not saying don't do that, you remember that. Never Sri Aurobindo said don't do that. But you know that it is Maya. And when you say Maya, he is not saying that it is not existing. That is where the Indian ascetics fail. Thinking that this is Maya, they have ignored it. The refusal of the ascetic, you read it in the third chapter, very clearly says, by refusing it, you are denying it. But here, one indivisible, that is pure existence, it can't be divided. You have to understand. For example, we have divided our body into so many organs. The stomach, the kidneys, the lungs, and you read it in this division. But can you divide the body? And if it is really divided, you will not be there. Is it not? You got the point. But again, to read and learn it by the present level of mind until the intuitive mind, if until you go to the intuitive mind, this problem comes. You have to divide and read. But what you are dividing, that which is indivisible, that is the supermind, supramind, the truth consciousness, the one consciousness. than the conscious force. This is very, 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 very important for us. You have to utilize this conscious force. We are utilizing our consciousness, no doubt, but not to our purpose. We have become slave to the body consciousness. Whenever you want to meditate, or when you want to do japa, many people come to me and say, for 5 minutes it is okay. But after that I can't sit. Then I say, you are a liar. Because in the cinema hall, we can sit for 3 hours. And none has complained to me that it is becoming a problem, I have to sit for 3 hours. Nobody has complained. But you sit for 5 minutes in meditation and you complain. What does it mean? Be aware of that conscience. The body force is becoming an obstacle to you. But that it can manage is the proof when you see the movie. Or anything you like. You can sit for hours and hours together, is it not? So the first obstacle, the body consciousness. You have to utilize the body force to remove that obstacle. That is how the chapter 10 deals with the conscious forces. Then you have to use the vital force, the pranashakti. There are a number of examples where even an ordinary villager who doesn't know anything of all these things, and he is a bit paralytic, he is always on the bed. But you have a number of really happened incidents where if the hut is on fire, even the paralytic man gets up and runs. You accept that? That it happens? That is the vital force, the pranashakti. You have to utilize it. So an ignorant, illiterate, diseased, very old paralytic patient in a village, in a hut, if he can utilize his vital force to move himself, we are so healthy, why can't we use it? That is what he deals in this chapter, the conscious force. They beheld the self force of the divine being, deep hidden by its own conscious modes of working. Deep hidden? The physical conscious mode of working, it is hidden. The vital force of working, vital conscious force working, it is hidden. And of course, the mental force. These three we have to surrender. This is he that is awake in those who sleep. That is how I am asking you to sleep every night. Just as in the Kathopanishad he says, this is he, our conscious force, is awake in those who sleep. That is why I say these two quotations or three quotations which are giving the life divine, gives you a practical laboratory based experiment. Remember, I am using knowingly the word laboratory. In a laboratory, you can control whatever you want. Outside the laboratory, you can't control. Things happen as nature wants. But your body is a laboratory. You can control whatever you want. Matter is the presentation of force which is most easily intelligible to our intelligence, molded as it is by contacts in the matter to which a mind involved in material brain gives the response. The laboratory is this mind involved in material brain. Mind involved in material brain. Your brain is a laboratory. So whenever we are doing these experiments, utilize your brain. The elementary state of material force is, in the view of the old Indian physicists, a condition of pure material existence in space, of which the peculiar property is vibration typified to us by the phenomena of sound. So how this physical matter develops is by a sound. In laboratories it happens, even though we are not conscious of this is happening. For example, a large number of laboratories in this world are working to find a medicine for cancer. Does it exist except today? But all these workers are working on that name, medicine for cancer. Is it not? All the scientists are working for medicine for cancer. And you are sure that if not today, tomorrow or after 100 years, you will get the medicine in matter, physical matter. So if that can happen to a medicine, why not to you? But you always remember what Sri Aurobindo said, it is the group effort which succeeds, never a single effort. So if together we approach towards the supramental descent, the greater the togetherness, quicker the descent into matter. So that's what he, just go through it. Got the point what I am trying to tell? You have to use the earth principle, that is your physical body. You have to utilize your prana principle, your blood. But that doesn't mean you cut your vein and say, I have to utilize the blood. It is the word blood which you have to utilize, the jala tattva. And then the agni tattva, you need not utilize, it is common to all. So to whichever tattva you want, you increase or decrease the agni tattva, you enter into it. If you decrease the agni tattva, you enter into the earth principle. If you increase it, you come to the water principle, blood is also a water principle. And of course agni tattva is the basis, the mind, and it is only a basis which can be avoided. That's why a man with a mind is to be avoided. And nature has already avoided, you remember it. The moment supramental descent has been confirmed, the man is gone. Try to understand what I am telling. Your existence is already non-existence. It is you who will drag it. And you can drag it till eternity. Nobody can stop it, because mind has that power. But it will be only a dragging, that's all. He will not be in the evolution. That is why I am asking you to come, come in this life, this now, this moment we have to work on all these lines. You increase agni tattva more, it becomes the vayu principle. And if you increase it more, it becomes the shabda principle, akasha tattva. And now, all this, why you have to do it? Because delight of existence is the problem, and delight of existence is the solution also. Raso vaisaha ekoham bahusyama, that is what the Upanishads say. Rasa means delight, enjoying the taste. He says, I am the delight, and once I want to get delight, I want to become many. But that was the pre-stage, before the evolution of man. Now, the problem of the delight, where one wants become to many, is over. The problem is over. The division is over. Now the solution is, the divided people must unite. So read these two chapters, the delight of existence, the solution. The name of that is the delight. As the delight we must worship and seek after it. You always remember, it is a delight which you are seeking. And now you have to understand actually what delight means. That is ananda, sat chit ananda. That ananda is not the mind ananda which you think about naturally. Mind ananda is what you divide. I want ananda in this, I want ananda in this. But you imagine a totality of ananda, where the ananda is indivisible. That's why I am jumping, because however much I think, thought, it will be a prattle. But if I can give you a guidance, how to utilize the life divine. The delight is the problem, and delight is the solution. When this delight in you, which is the problem, because it is separate from all others, if it came into that indivisible ananda, it is the solution. From ananda, says the Upanishad, all existences are born by ananda. They remain in being and increase to ananda, they depart. Himself the player, himself the playground. These three generalizations are the play of existence in its relation to the eternal and the stable, the immutable and the such that are, yes is missing. Naturally, we are also missing. That is why it is the correct word. But let us add yes and it becomes the correct word. Sachidananda, starting from the three concepts, Maya, Prakriti and Leela. Maya, Prakriti and Leela. What is Maya? Division. Where there is really no division. Remember, that is why we call it Maya. You are saying all these divisions, as so many human beings, as so many plants, as there are so many existences. But actually there is no division. And many people say, how is it possible that we see something which is not existing? Put a rod in a stick in a water. A straight stick put in water. How do you see? You know, it is bent. Are you not seeing it physically as it is bent? And suppose you don't know this fact, and someone who doesn't know it sees it, will he call it a straight line or a bent rod? It is a bent rod. But is it not a Maya? The same Maya is happening in us. We are the tools of the Maya. Because the Prakriti is like that. Where is that Prakriti? The three conceptions of Prakriti. And remember, it is a Leela. And where the Leela becomes the Prakriti, we call it Sri Krishna. That is why Leela Purushottam Sri Krishna, we said, Sri Rama is known as Maryada Purushottam, Sri Krishna is known as Leela Purushottam. Thus in the glorious Upanishads of the Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of the yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, the 15th discourse is entitled The Yoga of Attaining the Supreme. It is known as the Purushottama Yoga. Man finds that the more he refuses to be dominated by his nerves and body, remember that is what you have to do. That is what you have to be aware every moment of wakeful consciousness. That is where all your life becomes the practice of yoga. Try to understand. Man finds that the more he refuses, now he is accepting, but what you have to do is you have to refuse to be dominated by his nerves and body. Pranamaya, Annamaya. Nerves, Pranamaya. Body and the mind. The more he draws back from the implication of himself in his physical and vital parts, the greater is his freedom. He becomes the master of his own responses to the world's contact, no longer the slave of the external touches. This is exactly what I have given you yesterday from Beyond Man, those lines from Savitri, where the inconscient and the subconscient, the body and the nerves, they have to be mastered. In Sivatandava Sotra, and how it is both are related line by line, is what on that day I have expressed to you. But now the time for break has come, and even in news also, they break when the time comes. So till 7:15, the break. I know I am a bit serious today.